Yes, we are what we are. We call it drop zones, that are zones that are signed on the street, on the pavement, where you can put your e-scooter. In the city center, we have them now rolled out. Also around Central Station, we have them rolled out, and we are going further, gradually rolling out the drop zones. And indeed, you can have virtual obligation to park them on those places and not somewhere else. So for us, it's something that we are surely working on. It's, of course, Antwerp is a somewhat bigger city than Kortrijk, so it takes probably somewhat longer to have them all rolled out. But that's something that we are doing gradually, and also looking together with the providers what is possible and what's not possible, because every 250 meter, that is very close. Surely in the surroundings of the city. We have the experience with Velo, so we know very well how it works. And we are doing that now also in our city gradually. And of course, for the rest, in fact, an e-scooter is the same as a bicycle, eh? Also, when we drive around with a bicycle, with our own bicycle, and we park the bicycle somewhere in the street on the sidewalk, we have to take care that people still can pass on that sidewalk. Eh? In fact, you have always to leave 1.5 meter for pedestrians to pass. And it's very important that that is already done. I think every bicyclist knows that you don't park your bike in the middle of a bicycle path. It's the same for an e-scooter. So sometimes I think how it's possible people can park their bike very normal, but for drivers of an e-scooter, that doesn't work. And one of the things that I found very good in the most apps of the e-scooter providers is that you have to make a picture, and with that picture, a picture from where you parked your e-scooter. What I would like, and what I ask also to the providers, is to check that picture. If there isn't an e-scooter on that picture, for instance, I think you have to give a warning to your
User.
user that this is can be happening once, but not twice. And if it happens twice, he has to pay something, or he gets a fine, or he gets, I don't know, a penalty point for me. That it's indifferent, but make sure that you also educate your users. If it's parked, okay. Nice. But also then look to the pictures, and you don't have to look to them all, I think, but try to do it that you look to one of the
Autonomous.
10, or I don't know how many, but look to the picture and see is it parked okay. I think with artificial intelligence you already can do a lot. And I think that are things that also have to be done by providers. We can, of course, our police department checks, tries to, when people are not using their scooter correct, they will verbalize them. That's no problem. But in fact, the provider also can do a lot to improve the usage of the e-scooter. And I think it's also in their advantage, because the image of the e-scooter, the shared e-scooter,
Of course,
is depending on the good usage.